This is The Bert Show.
But Friday, we lost Melissa Carter for like the first 2.5 hours of this show, and rightfully so.
Yeah, I mean, earlier last week, we had talked about how my girlfriend Katie Jo was a big NASCAR fan. So Bert says, you know what? How about we put her to the test and I give her 10 trivia questions and we see how well she does. So we did that on Thursday and found out that she didn't know as much about NASCAR as she may have thought. And so she got 2 of the 10 questions correct. And the bet was that for every question she got wrong, I had to suffer the punishment. And it was 30 seconds of stand-up comedy. And so that had to be paid off on Friday morning. So I am not, there is no part of me that has ever even thought about being a stand-up comedian. And so 4 minutes was brutal. And like what he said about, you know, being out of the show, we didn't do this till about 9 o'clock on Friday morning. So all morning long, I was nervous as I could be in my mind wondering how I was going to do this. And so, but we did do it on Friday.
Have you listened back to it since then?
No.
So this is your first time hearing it.
I probably will take the headphones off and
go find something to do.
Go find something to do for the next 4 minutes.
On a different floor.
4 minutes of stand-up comedy from Melissa Carter. This was part of Friday's show.
I'm nervous where, you know, the dry mouth. I was making sure I had water, like almost shaking, because anytime you go into something that you are, you know you're not good at, you know you don't enjoy, it just, it makes it that much worse. Like, it's not, there's that nervousness of, like, exhilaration, where you're nervous and just can't wait to get out there and do it, you know, like, pump you up. This is not that kind of nervousness. This is one of those that, in the back of your mind, it's like when you're a kid and you have to do a book report on a book you didn't read, which happened to me a lot. It's one of those nervousness where I'm sitting in the chair, you know, a little gassy, a little, you know, where my mouth is dry. And the
writing assignment, you make the margins bigger.
Exactly. And then, you know, having the last name Carter with a C, you know, the book report's going to come sooner than later. And so this is how I feel now. It's like, I'd rather just run out of the room, get in the car. Because I think I had the thought down the hall, if I just got in the car and drove away, what would happen?
Run
away. Where's it
going to
happen?
You're like, look, it is 4 pages, even though the text is 3 inches wide down the middle.
So this is what happened yesterday on The Bert Show. I asked her 10 questions.
Yeah, my girlfriend Katie Jo, who claims to be, I'm sorry, she is a big NASCAR fan.
Oh, you said claim.
Oh, that was a 40 something.
Why don't you just call Judith Light washed up?
I'm sorry, honey. So she's a NASCAR fan, and so Bert's like, well, look, you know, we'll give her a NASCAR trivia challenge, and we give her 10 questions really easy, and for every one she gets wrong, then Melissa has to do the punishment, which is 30 seconds of stand-up comedy.
Okay.
The first question was, in NASCAR, what is the definition of marbles? And you said it probably has something to do with a driver's bravery. Great common sense, not the accurate answer. That is excess rubber tire found at the edge of the racetrack. The longest race of the NASCAR season is which race? You said the Pepsi 600 at Lowe's Motor Speedway. It's the Coca-Cola 600.
Coca-Cola 600.
Oh, wrong soft drink.
Question number 3 was, the car that comes in first in any NASCAR event receives 180 points. You said yes.
I knew that.
That wasn't even the question yet.
Right.
The last car in finishing order receives how many points? You said 30. The answer is 34.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
After a race day wreck, this driver, Sterling Marlin, is notorious for executing this superstition. What is it? You said he gets out of the car and he just runs around the track. No, he always throws away his shoes. He thinks they're bad luck, so he throws away his shoes.
Let me just ask you, has she gotten any right yet?
None, not yet.
Okay,
2 minutes.
Just checking.
None.
The average amount of a primary sponsor paying in the NASCAR Cup Series is how much money? You said $10 million. You nailed it. $10 million. Question number 6 was, a company can expect to spend how much money per hour from a primary driver like a guy like Dale Jr. or Jeff Gordon to do a personal appearance? You said it's got to be about $100,000. The right answer is about half of that, $50,000 to get those guys out there for an hour. In 1977, she was the first woman driver to qualify for the Daytona 500. You said, I know this. You read it last night. You said Janet Green? It was Janet Guthrie. What North Carolina city does Dale Jr. currently reside in? That's your dude, right?
That's my guy.
You said Charlotte. It's Mooresville, North Carolina.
Oh, come on.
The drive into this speedway is regarded as the worst traffic jam in the NASCAR world. What track is it? You said Talladega. The correct answer was Pocono. The last question was, what current driver endorses Halston 714 cologne?
I got this wrong, too, I think.
You said my boy. This is my boy, Dale Jr. Can add another 30 seconds.
Oh, no.
The correct answer was Jeff Gordon.
All right, so when we added it all up yesterday, came to 4 minutes of stand-up comedy for Melissa Carter.
you got to introduce me. Got to get a. Do I have any clap? And then we'll start when I start talking. Should I got to get into the.
Should I thought to have some like introduction music?
I did 4 hours of preparation, and you can. That'll help. That's all right.
Ladies and gentlemen,
please turn off your cell phones or set them to vibrate.
One now, night and one night only.
Thank God.
The humorous styling of what's the name of your hometown?
Columbia,
Tennessee's. Boy, are we blessed tonight.
Columbia, to be Tennessee, in the funniest city in the East.
Melissa Carter to the stage.
Woo! Thank you. Thanks, Atlanta. You know, it's so great to be back here. And, of course, one of the reasons I am here is because of the NASCAR Trivia Challenge that my girlfriend Katie Jo just did yesterday. Now, of course, NASCAR's been in the news recently because the Church of Scientology says they're going to attempt to spread its Ignite Your Potential message into auto racing through their sponsorship of a race car in one of NASCAR's lowest levels. So if you put a Scientologist in the race, how exactly would a religious NASCAR circuit look like? Okay, well, number one, the Scientology driver. You can know that a driver is a Scientologist because they think that positive thinking and vitamins is the only thing they need to make their car run. Thank you. You're so sweet. Okay, now Baptist drivers, they think that everyone else races wrong except for them. Then if you have a Catholic driver, they feel guilty about the way they drive all the time. But the Methodist, however, a Methodist driver, well, they have a minibar installed in their car. Thank you. The best audience I've ever dealt with. Okay, now, we can't leave out the Episcopalians, Miss Jen Hobby, because Episcopalian drivers, well, the Episcopalians let women and gay people drive because there's a place at the track for everyone, according to the Episcopalians. Now, Mormons, you can tell the Mormon drivers because they have more than one car on the track. And the atheist drivers, well, the atheist drivers don't believe there are any other cars or even that the track exists. And then, of course, we can't leave out the religious extremists from everywhere because they purposely run their cars into everyone else. Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. Thank you, Atlanta. Don't forget to tip your waiters. Okay.
2:30.
Also in the news, we go from cars to motorcycles because Yamaha Motorcycles will soon add airbags to their machines. Engineers have created a prototype of a new motorcycle airbag that inflates specifically to protect a man's package. The bag is hidden under the seat. If you crash, it inflates to put a cushion between their jewels and the handlebars, thus protecting a man's most valuable asset. However, Yamaha already had invented a device that protects a woman's most valuable asset. It's called the helmet. Thank you. All right. Well, we talked to Sorry Sarah, a few days ago. Of course, Sarah's the one who had an incident with her boyfriend over the weekend that we couldn't really talk about, and we assumed that relationship is over. But then we realized Sarah's going to have to date again. So what are the top three questions that Sorry Sarah's new boyfriend is going to ask her upon their date? Number one, have you canceled your Cosmo subscription yet? Number two, how easily do Lee press-on nails actually come off? And number three, Sorry Sarah's new boyfriend will ask her, do you have plastic sheets? Thank you. Thank you so much.
I love the finger pointing and the head nod.
All right. And poor Ralph Santiago. This is a guy that's accused of stealing from a neighbor's house, okay? So he's accused on that, but he has a lawyer now. And the lawyer said that one reason that there's no way Santiago could have burglarized his next-door neighbor's home is that he's too heavy to have fit through the window. And Santiago's attorney said...
1 minute.
So Santiago's attorney said that he is ready to prove that at 5'11" and 275 pounds, that Santiago could not have possibly made it through the 21-inch wide, 36-inch tall casement window. He's going to make Santiago climb through a replica window in front of the jury, because if his client don't fit, the jury must acquit. All right, thank you so much. All right. If you order more drinks, the jokes get funnier. Okay.
30 long seconds.
All right. A Missouri woman. We have to go to Missouri now, where this woman is so angry that her new puppy had died that she pushed her way into a dog breeder's home and repeatedly hit the breeder in the head with the dead chihuahua. Okay. No. This is a true story out of Missouri. And the attacker now could face assault charges. But since the dog was already dead, police couldn't deport him for illegal immigration. Yeah, that's a bad one, I know. Okay.
Did you like the courtesy laugh? That was good, right?
And thank you, Atlanta, so much. I really appreciate it. Thank you to Katie Jo for getting the 8 answers wrong. But the 2 right, I still love you. Thank you, Atlanta.
Done.
I thought you were fantastic.
This is The Bert Show.